Coming up, is a feud brewing between David Gravel and Buddy Kofoid? We'll talk about it after their second straight weekend of having a run-in. Plus, James McFadden's wild ride, news from Coltman Farms and Hunter Schoenberg, and more. Let's go. It's Sunday, April 21st. I'm Justin Feeler. This is Dirt Tracker Daily presented by Kubota Genuine Parts. It was another weekend of World of Outlaws Sprint Car Racing and another weekend of David Gravel versus Buddy Kofoid. Last week at Peavey, it was Kofoid throwing a slider at Gravel that didn't clear and Gravel nearly crashing. I don't know how he didn't crash. It looked like he was headed straight for the wall, somehow still ended up finishing fourth. This week, it was Gravel upset at Kofoid for a 2-for-1 slider that resulted in both Gravel and Brock Zierfoss upside down. Friday night at Paducah passed halfway, Kofoid tried to pass both Gravel and Bill Balog racing for second and was basically successful. He got by both of them, didn't make contact with anybody. The problem was Balog had to take evasive action to avoid Kofoid sliding 83, and when he turned left to miss Kofoid, Gravel was already there. Gravel ended up spinning down the track and collecting Zierfoss, with both then going for a ride. In the aftermath, Gravel was quickly out of the big game too and ran across the infield to go have words with Kofoid under the red flag. Not something we see very often from David Gravel. Nothing physical, just words, and series director Carlton Reimers was right there to supervise on the scooter. It was definitely an ambitious move from Kofoid, but nowhere near as egregious as the slider attempt the week before. Kofoid did clear Balog with no contact, Gravel just ended up on the short end of the stick, running so closely behind. I think that if this was an isolated incident, you wouldn't have seen the response from Gravel. He's not normally this kind of, super responsive to things, like he's going to take it in stride and just move on. But because this came on the heels of what happened last week, Gravel was upset. Kofoid did apologize after the Peavey deal, but he was not apologetic in his podium interview on Friday night. He pointed towards Gravel trying to run him over on the track and said he didn't understand why Gravel was upset at him, as he didn't even make contact with Balog. Looking around, opinions about the deal are really mixed. Some saying Kofoid's move was poor, others saying Gravel was overreacting. Probably kind of depends on where folks' allegiances lie as to how they feel about what happened. Gravel did take a hit in the standings because of the DNF, but coming back and leading laps and finishing second on Saturday at Hobstadt sees his lead over Donnie Schatz still at 34 points. I think what we're seeing here is a few things at play. Number one being Gravel is viewing this as his championship to lose. There's going to be some pressure that comes along with that, whether that's being put on, by himself or, his car owner or whatever it is. Plus, you've got the back-to-back weekends with the run-in. On the other side, Kofoid, super fast, hyper-aggressive, and he's going to take his shots when he can. We've seen him do it all throughout his career so far. And really, especially lately, it's working out. The team struggled through Volusia, but has now been on the podium in 4 straight races, and that goes along with the current top 10 streak sitting at 10 races. It's clear that there is no love lost here between these two, and I'd put a decent amount of money on the fact that this probably won't be the last time they tangle this season. I think also this split between the Outlaws and High Limit has a bunch of guys looking at some of these opportunities to win races and take steps forward, and it's really ratcheted up the intensity. There's less courtesy out there on the racetrack. Guys are grabbing everything they can when they can, and I definitely feel like the racing feels different this year. Let me know if you agree with me on that one. The weekend outlaw wins went to Sheldon Haudenschild at Paducah, and Brady Bacon came out on top of that battle with Gravel at Hobstadt. Up next for the Outlaws is 2 nights at Knoxville next weekend that should draw plenty of teams getting their first laps at Knoxville this season. With High Limit, Brad Sweet finally broke through with his own series, sweeping the weekend between Southern Oklahoma and Salina. Both nights he had early battles, but was mostly comfortable by the end. Tyler Courtney couldn't get there on Friday, and Brent Marks tried a slider late at Salina, but then came up short. The wild moment from the weekend was the incident between Sweet and James McFadden last night while battling for the lead. The two made contact and McFadden ended up out of the ballpark in turn 3. Sweet was to McFadden's inside on corner entry, and it looked like maybe he wasn't expecting the 83 to stay lower. Sweet had to kind of make a correction mid-corner and just ended up moving up the track right into McFadden. Big ride for J-Mac. Pretty wild to watch on Flow Racing, that car kind of pogo stick out of the racetrack. But Sweet did apologize for the incident in victory lane. Contact and incidents like that aren't something we usually see the Napa 49 involved in, so it was kind of jarring almost to see that happen. And I still don't love these racetracks where cars can completely leave the facility. Because you have no idea where they're going to end up. We ended up getting lucky last night with McFadden. He kind of tumbled. Car came to a rest, on four wheels. McFadden was quickly out of the car. But Salina, big fast place. There's some areas around that racetrack where fences start, fences end that are super sketchy. I don't love it. Sweet did make up ground on Sunshine for the championship lead, with the gap between them now just 14 points. The Kubota High Limit Sprint Cars are right back to it on Tuesday night at Riverside. That's another midweek championship race. Elsewhere this weekend, the World of Outlaws Late Model Finale at Talladega was rained out. Dylan Knowles, Max McLaughlin won the two Friday prelim features. The Talladega race will be made up on September 15th. It takes the date of the previously occupied date by Rome Speedway. It was a shame because they had a nice field of cars there, 48, that included Kyle Larson, Ricky Thornton Jr., Jimmy Owens, Brandon Overton was there, even though his website said he wasn't going to be, and Dale McDowell as well. Other weekend late model winners included Jason Fager on Friday at Paducah. Cameron Marler was a $10,000 Spring Nationals winner at Lake Cumberland. Ross Bales bagged $7,500 at Ultimate Motorsports Park. And Tim Schaefer won a Rush feature at PA Motor Speedway. Yes, sprint car driver Tim Schaefer won a Rush late model feature at PA Motor Speedway. In open wheel racing, Anthony Macri won the big $20,000 win show, the Weldon Sterner at Lincoln. He led all 40 laps from the pole. Justin Sanders bagged a Sprint Car Challenge Tour win at Merced. Tim Estensen won the IRA show at Beaver Dam. And Seth Bergman won the ASCS opener at Super B. That was filling in for Wayne Johnson. The second night of that Super B weekend was rained out. Weekend USMTS wins went to Jim Chisholm at Arrowhead and Rodney Sanders at Tri-State. Jake Tim maintains the USMTS championship lead. Before we close out today, a couple of news items to hit on from the past few days. First, Hunter Schoenberg is taking over the Brandon Eikenberry Deuce 5 Sprint Car. This will be Schoenberg's fourth deal of the season. That includes the Hayward 19 and the Hydrator 19, which he has yet to race. And then he's made some recent starts with Josh Ford. Schoenberg takes over from Kerry Mattson, who had been filling in since the departure of Lachlan McHugh. Knoxville's weekly season was supposed to start on Saturday night, but it was too cold, so they canceled. We'll see, obviously, a bunch of those teams this coming weekend when the World of Outlaws come through. Also, interesting to see Tanner English go to Talladega with Coltman Farms colors on his 96. The Coltman Farms team had parted ways here recently with Ethan Dodson, and English had been racing sort of on his own since parting with Viper. English told Flow Racing's Kyle McFadden he isn't sure where this deal will go beyond Talladega, but it sounds like it could turn into a longer-term deal. And there were definitely plenty out there who thought this could be a landing spot for Hudson O'Neill. Been a lot of rumors about that here in the last several days, week or so. But English sliding in would seem to point to that obviously not being true. Lucas is back to racing this Friday, so we should know something about O'Neill's future soon. He did share on Facebook not long ago that he will likely be in a Longhorn. That's it for the Daily Show today. There is some regional racing going on, so make sure to check the streaming schedule over at dirttracker.com/watch tonight to see what your options are. Hope you guys have a great Sunday out there. We'll see you right back here tomorrow.